During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves, you're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit ncl.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry the Bahamas and USA.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, after a family visit, an odd series of events began to happen. Was it a message from the father who had recently reconnected with his children?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
So, if you have a real ghost story, you know how we love to hear them. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes and access to the archive, you could do that. You got to become a premium subscriber. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and Kathy Gordon. How is it? It's rainy?
No. It's beautiful here, but it promises to rain when you get here.
I know, because I leave the day after tomorrow, and we were just looking at the forecast. It's like rain every day.
But lucky for us, our ghost tour is like in the underground of Astoria, Oregon. So
we won't have to be in the rain. Good. Is it a daytime one or nighttime?
It's night.
Ooh, night and underground?
Well, it's 7 o'clock, so it's... I could have done 7 or 8, but we still have to drive home afterwards. And I thought,
7 o'clock.
It's real windy,
kind
of mountainy, oceany driving. So I thought, let's just go ahead and do it 7 to 8, and then we'll come on home.
I mean, let's be real. The real reason you probably did that was you're like, 8 o'clock might be a little too late for Carol.
She might think about that.
I
was like, Carol can't do late, and Brittany needs to get home to a baby. So Brittany's my daughter-in-law, by the way.
Yes, and they're the ones that have the little baby I get to meet for the first time.
Yes.
So let's go to our first story, and I don't know if I'm saying her name correctly, but I think it's Marilyn. Because it says, my name is Marilyn. I've been meaning to share this story with you for a while. It happened about 4 or 5 years ago, around October. I lived on the first floor of an apartment building, and from our living room windows, we have a perfect view of the main entrance so we can see anytime someone comes or goes. That day, two of my aunts came to visit. I'll call them Mary and Jen for privacy. Jen brought her two kids along. My brother Kenny and our cousins, Robert and Jesse, were all super close growing up. We were like siblings. And out of the bunch, I was always the little troublemaker while the rest of them were good, obedient ones, so naturally, I kept things interesting. Anyway, on that day, Aunt Jen was getting ready to leave, and Kenny and Robert decided to hide in the bathroom. They were hoping that if Aunt Jen couldn't find Kenny, she'd leave him behind and he wouldn't have to go home just yet. At the time, my mom was in the living room with both aunts, and I was in the bedroom hanging out with Jesse. That's when we suddenly heard this loud crash. All of us jumped and ran straight to the bathroom to see what happened. Well, turns out Kenny had accidentally knocked over and shattered one of my dad's cologne bottles. And not just any bottle, it was his cologne, the one he always wore. Oddly enough, nothing else on the shelf was touched, just that one bottle. So my Aunt Jen took that as a sign it was time to pack up and head home. And she asked my mom how much she owed her for the broken cologne, but my mom just waved it off and said, "Don't worry about it, things happen." So they said their goodbyes, grabbed the kids, and left. Well, not even 15 or 20 minutes later, the doorbell rang, and I ran to the window to see who it was, but no one was there. Not a soul at the door. I even opened the curtain wider to get a better view, but nothing. So just as I let the curtain fall back into place, the doorbell rang again. I looked again. No one was there. My mom thought that maybe Aunt Jen had come back because she'd forgotten something, so she called her cell. But when she picked up, she sounded surprised. She said, "No, I just got home." That's when things started to feel a little off. My mom and my Aunt May exchanged looks. They were clearly a little freaked out, but they brushed it off, trying not to spook us. But the doorbell kept ringing. Two more times, spaced out just enough to give us that eerie, crawling feeling. There is some truth to that. It's one thing if it's like ding, 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 but if it's ding, and then you're like, is it going to do it again? Ding. You know, yeah. When it's just enough time in there to really give you a second to think about it. Each time we checked, there was no one outside, nothing, no footsteps, no voices. Finally, my dad got home and the doorbell stopped completely. Everything went quiet again like nothing had happened. Then the next day, my mom got a phone call. It was news that hit us hard. My cousin's father had just passed away the night before, the same night they were at our house. The timing of his death lined up almost exactly with when the doorbell started ringing. So a little backstory, after their parents divorced, my cousins didn't see much of their dad. He had moved downstate and kind of drifted away from their lives. But oddly enough, in the month or so leading up to his death, he had started reaching out again. He was asking about them, checking in, trying to reconnect, like he suddenly wanted to be part of their lives. So here's what I keep thinking. Out of everything on that shelf, only my dad's cologne was broken, nobody else's stuff, just his. And then almost right after that, the doorbell started ringing with no one there, over and over again. So was it a weird coincidence? Maybe, but what if it wasn't? What if it was their dad? Maybe he came back looking for his kids one last time. Maybe he followed them to our house because he knew they were safe there. Maybe the broken cologne, my dad's cologne, was a message of some kind, or maybe it was just the only way he could manifest anything physical. That bottle was the only thing disturbed in the entire room. I've gone over this in my mind so many times, and I've never been able to explain it. The timing, the doorbell, the chill we all felt in the room that night, and that quiet sense that someone was just there, standing on the other side of the door, hoping we'd open it. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Still gives me the creeps when I think about it. Thanks for reading my story, and thanks for everything you do. It's comforting to know I'm not the only one with experiences like these. I do think it's, I don't know about the cologne. I don't know that that's a sign, but the doorbell thing seems particularly
weird. I agree. And my thought process here is the cousin ran to the bathroom to hide, right? And was goofing around. I feel like, in, you know, kids don't always fess up to everything. I feel like he probably picked up the bottle of cologne and was messing with it and dropped it. And that's why nothing else was disturbed.
And maybe he even bumped into something and it just happened. That was the only thing that fell.
Could be. I can't help but think he went in there and he was goofing around while he was waiting for everybody. Because you know how it is. Mom's just talking talk when they're leaving, you know, and he's waiting and waiting and waiting and gets to goofing around or something and breaks this bottle or whatever. I'm not sure, because I don't know what that would have to do with the person who actually died. I don't see the connection there. The doorbell thing, I do. I do think that might have been something.
I do too. And it's very strange for a doorbell to just ring and ring and ring and ring on its own.
And especially that weird timed kind of like.
And I'm assuming, although she didn't say this, I'm assuming that they opened the door and looked at the doorbell. Like, was something stuck weirdly? Was it taped down? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Did some, you know, it happened too many times for it to be like a ding dong ditch thing.
Yeah.
I would think the kids would have gotten bored with that.
I think there was something to the doorbell thing, though.
It is strange. The same time, he, you know, he passes away and then this weird thing's happening. They all got this weird vibe and it just, it just feels like something is going on with that.
Yeah, I agree.
And it didn't happen again. Like after Dad got home, then it quit. And I, you know, another interesting side note to this story is I do find it weird that it's almost like sometimes people, they don't necessarily know they're going to die, but they have these weird, because you hear stories like that all the time. Like, well, I was dating that guy years ago, Doug, who we got in a big old fight. And then he reached out to me weeks before he died. And I was like, why are you reaching out to me? Don't you remember? Like, I made it quite clear. I never wanted to talk to you again. And, but it was almost like he knew in a weird way. And it's like this with their dad. Their dad hadn't been present, and then he came around right before his death.
Yeah. And, you know, I guess I'm assuming the reason he would come to the house he came to was because they were there, right? And not go to their house.
I don't know. I don't know how that works, but I just definitely feel like it's all connected.
And everybody would have known him, right? It would have been like a former in-law.
I don't know. That's an interesting story. So let's go to this call.
It's Dylan from Vancouver, British Columbia again. When I was in high school, I had really bad night terrors from grade 11 to grade 12. And it, I guess, like, I've never really thought about sleep paralysis until listening more about your guys' show and how often it happened. But yeah, it was only, there were like two different things, but there was one dream that it was reoccurring like all the time. I had it like maybe every night for maybe like a month. But anyways, I was living in my parents' basement. We had a 3-floor house and I had like the whole downstairs of my house. That was pretty nice. I mean, the house was new, so there was nothing really freaky about the house, other than, like, the upstairs stairwell had, was, like, open, so, like, there was, like, the ceiling was a high ceiling, so, like, if it was late at night and I was running up the stairs, I definitely ran, just because, I don't know, you always get that feeling that someone's falling up the stairs, but there's nothing to it, it's just the dark. But, anyways, these dreams, this one dream would be, I'm just in my bed, looking in my closet, so that's what's directly across from me when I'm laying in my bed sideways. The other side would just be a wall behind me with posters and stuff because I was a teenager. Not that posters aren't cool anymore, but I'd be laying in my bed, sleeping. Eventually, I'd just be staring at that closet. The closet would just slowly creep itself open. I wouldn't see anything moving the closet. So the closet would just be open, and I'm in what I guess sleep paralysis because I feel like I know that I'm asleep, but I like can't move. And this is when you're trying to move, I'm struggling to move at this point. But anyways, the closet door just slowly creeps open. It was a sliding glass closet door. I don't know what the hell my mom was thinking with those things. They were like the creepiest things, just extra mirrors. I don't know. So many mirrors. The closet door would open and there would just be black. Not like my clothes, nothing hung up. Not like hockey sticks, nothing. Just like black abyss. And I would see like the creepiest hand you could ever think of. I think it's a witch's hand. That's why I always kind of just thought it was really like old, decrepit, but really long, sharp nails. And the hand would just come closer to my face. Closer and closer, but it didn't. There was no arm. All you could see was the hand. It was just getting closer and closer and getting bigger. And literally, I was just, like, it was the scariest thing, even just thinking about the dream now. Brings back, it was horrible. But anyways, I wouldn't be able to break out of the sleep paralysis until it was, like, almost touching my face. And, it was just horrible. I also had another dream around the same time. That only happened once, but I was just laying in my bed, and I was being... There was so it's really messed up. There was a like a black, I don't know, I want to say demon, but it's like the only thing you really compare it to, like, demon on the roof and, like, in the ceiling. But all I can see is, like, you know, red eyes, like, really, like, white sharp teeth. Like, it was so long ago that I can't remember the details. I just remember being horrified. And again, I was sleep paralysis, but this time I'm being lifted in the air towards it. And I just remember struggling the whole time, because it was just the most horrifying thing I've ever seen. And just eventually breaking out of the sleep paralysis. But the thing that was so freaky about that one is that when I came out of it and landed, I actually, like, remember landing on the bed and having it be like... But, I mean, that can also be jitters from coming out of it at the same time. So it freaked me out, and just thinking about it now is freaking me out. But I just wanted to tell you guys that story, and hopefully it creeps somebody else out, because I know I love getting creeped out. But if you guys let me know what you think about that, because I don't know. I'm 29 now, and I haven't lived in that house in a long time. I haven't had anything other than the last story I told you guys, and that was like 3 years ago, but... I mean, if just to get your thoughts on that would be great. Thanks. I can't wait for more episodes. Keep on keeping on, guys. Bye.
So I was, at first I got a little confused, because I thought it was sleep paralysis. Then I thought maybe that thing with the closet was really happening. But that was really in the sleep paralysis, right?
I think so. I think it was, he referred to it as a dream that he had over and over and over again. But in this dream... Like, you know, it can happen that way where you're asleep, but then you kind of start coming around and something awful is happening, but you can't wake yourself up.
Mm-hmm.
You're just paralyzed. You know, you can't do anything about it. And this dream and whatever's happening just continues on going. And I kind of felt like that's what he was talking about. Like, the closet door is opening. This hand is coming towards him. He can't shake it. He can't do anything. He can't move. It just keeps coming and coming and can't. And that's the way I understood it. It was like a dream, but he couldn't get himself awake or to move or to get away from it.
And man, I've had that happen. Mm-hmm. Not exactly what he had. But I've had, you know, it's like, it's right there, whatever this is. I don't know. It's not necessarily feels like it's going to kill me, but it's got evil intent. That's mm-hmm. all I know. Whatever mm-hmm. that is that's coming towards me is horrible. And he described it quite well. It really and is terrifying.
Let's say it's a dream. We'll just go with it was a dream. It wasn't really happening. Let's take that angle on this. I'm kind of intrigued by the fact he said he had it night after night after night after night after night.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why would you be dreaming this? And like, I would be to the point, I would start trying to think, okay, what would this hand represent? Why does it not get to me? Why does it, you know, come out of the closet? Like, what is going on in my life, in my brain? Like, that's making me do this. Is somebody trying to tell me something that I need to be aware of? You know, like, I would kind of, that's me though. I would start dissecting it,
mm-hmm.
you know, at some point and going, because you could see having a dream once and it creep you out, but to have it over and over again. And then later, right, the second dream was quite a bit later, wasn't it? Because he said it happened 3 years ago.
Sounded like it, yeah.
You know, it does. I think maybe these dreams come from that there is something that he's worried about something dark, something, you know. I think there's something in his life that's bringing him on. Do you think it is for real? A real darkness, a real entity that's around him?
I don't know.
Or do you
know.
Think it's just a bad dream? Like, because we can all have a bad dream where we go, holy shit, that was, you know.
It definitely was more than, it felt like more like sleep paralysis than just a bad dream.
That first one, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And why you would have it over and over and over.
You know, at that point, and I don't know how you stop it, but it's like, can you change your sleep patterns? Can you move your bed to a different place? Can you go to bed a little bit earlier? Can you take Tylenol PM? You know, will that knock you out? But are there some things you could do, like watch what you're reading or watching before you go to bed?
Right.
You know, can you change the environment a little bit to kind of get that under control?
Yeah.
I don't know. But,
is this paranormal? Are these things real that he's experiencing? I personally think that there are sleep paralysis events that I think really did happen. Like, I really do think something was creepy in the room, you know? And it maybe is because people talk about it and they go, I was awake and I couldn't do anything. I couldn't move. Or is it just that it felt so real? You thought you were awake? I don't know. Sleep paralysis is a tricky one, but I always think that I don't see why it couldn't at times be that something is there.
Yeah. I'm with you. And it's like, I hate it. I don't want everyone to do it again.
And what makes me think in his case this was is because of it happening over and over.
Yeah.
That maybe for a while something was there.
And maybe is it an anxiety thing too?
Sure.
I don't know. Yeah. Well, let's do one more story. And this one says, I've recently started listening to your show. I have completely fallen in love with all of the strange and spooky stories. I wanted to share something that happened to me when I was about 16, something I've never been able to fully explain, and honestly, something I try not to think about too often because it still freaks me out to this day. It was the 4th of July. My parents and I were headed out to my uncle's house for the holiday. He lives way out in the country, about an hour and a half away from where we were living at the time. His property is pretty secluded, tons of land surrounded by woods and fields, the kind of place where you lose cell signal halfway down the dirt road. We were spending the day with my aunt, uncle, their kids, and grandkids. One of my cousins and I are super close, and we're only about a year apart, with her being just a little younger, and we always found some kind of adventure to get into. My uncle owns several ATVs and four-wheelers, and he always let us ride around the property when we visited. It was something we looked forward to every time. I would too.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds fun. On this particular day, the sun had started to dip behind the trees and our parents had left to go grab some fireworks before it got dark. My cousin and I decided to kill some time by taking one of the ATVs out for a little ride. We headed down the usual trail that led out to a big open field where we always played. There was something peaceful about being out there with just the trees, the hum of the motor, the sound of the crickets starting to chirp. We made it to the edge of the field and slowed down, riding alongside the tree line as the last bit of sunlight faded. This just seems like a really bad idea. This is like right out of a scary movie. Some cryptid's going to grab him. I don't know. Eventually, we came to a stop and just sat there talking, laughing, and listening to the sounds of the woods at night, and that's when we heard it. Off to our right, just inside the woods, there was a sudden rustling. Not like a squirrel or raccoon. This was heavier and deliberate, like something was watching us. We quickly turned on the headlamp and aimed it toward the trees, and that's when we saw it. Standing there halfway behind the brush was a creature. The only way I can describe it is it looked like a large dog, but it was standing on two legs. It was tall. Way taller than either of us, and it had this long, stretched-out body. And what really struck me was that it didn't seem to have fur. Its skin looked grayish and almost rubbery, and its eyes reflected the light in a way that didn't feel natural. It wasn't like we startled it. It was more like it was waiting for us to notice it. And then the second we did, it changed. We didn't even have to say anything to each other. My cousin hit the gas and we tore out of there, flying back down the trail as fast as we could. My heart was pounding so loud I could barely hear the engine. I remember glancing back just once and seeing nothing behind us, but the feeling that we were being chased didn't leave me until we got back to the house and slammed the door behind us. When we told my dad and uncle what had happened, they kind of laughed and said it was probably just a coyote or maybe a deer that looked strange in the dark. But no, I've seen coyotes, I've seen deer, and there wasn't anything like that. Whatever we saw that night, it wasn't normal. It wasn't some scared animal trying to run off. It was something watching us. And right at that second, my cat just rubbed up against my legs. That scared the shit out of me. Oh, Rizzo. Okay. It was, let's see. We never went riding back out there again. Not at night anyway. And a few weeks later, we found out something that still sends chills down my spine. My uncle's property sits on top of what used to be Native American burial grounds. He had always known there was some markers deep in the woods, but hadn't thought much about it. And apparently, there were entire areas of unmarked graves and spiritual significance. I thought a lot about what that creature could have been. A skinwalker? A spirit of some kind? Something tied to the land, protecting it? I still don't know, but I do know I'll never forget the way it looked and the way it made me feel. Like I was trespassing somewhere where I shouldn't have been. Thank you so much. I'm grateful for what you do. Keep the stories coming, Rebecca. You know that we have heard things described like that before. You know, people seeing things, you know, saying it, because it's always like, well, maybe it was a coyote or a wolf, but if it's up on two legs, you know, I guess, you know, my dog can stand on two legs, but it would be really unusual to see one of them on two legs.
Yeah. I know that you and I both jumped to the same thing immediately. Went Bigfoot, Sasquatch, cryptid. You know, something like that. But then she said furless, hairless. And then I'm like, but that doesn't even sound like a dog. And you said it was like a dog standing.
Yeah, but it could be a cryptid that got a disease and it lost all of its fur. Because my dog got mange once.
Okay,
remember
you are
that?
Stretching.
Remember when Buddy
so
got sketch, mange?
Sasquatch with mange.
Mange. I mean, Buddy looked like a hot mess when he got mange.
Well, true. And then... So I'm trying to envision this thing because it's funny as she's telling this story, I'm going, okay, so it stood up like a dog. Okay. So now I'm seeing this werewolf thing, but now it doesn't have hair. So I'm trying to envision something that's kind of hairless standing there trying to think, okay, so what is that? And, you know, we have, but then they said when they were standing there as if they were waiting to be noticed. And then once they noticed him, it changed. But they didn't follow up with what did it change to? What did it look like?
Yeah.
What was the change that you saw?
When I just Googled something, and it was like, dog-like creature walking on its hind legs outside zoo. And I looked at the picture. It kind of looks like a college mascot. So I don't think that's it.
It's a Jayhawk. No, I...
What about the Chupacabra?
Well...
Maybe something like that. I don't know if they are on two legs, are they?
Well, I don't know. Or what about like a wraith or something? You know, we hear about these woodland-type wraiths that are dark, kind of tall, thin, but I don't know that they said... I didn't get the impression it was dark. Like it was a shadow type of creature,
yeah,
did you?
It sounds like they saw it.
Yeah. I wish I would have, like, I want to know what it changed to.
And this is more of a cryptid story, it sounds like. And I really don't, I'm not the best cryptid wealth of knowledge person.
Did they see something? I think they did.
Absolutely. Scared the shit out of
them. There's something there. I buy it. It's not that I don't. I just I have a few questions that I find it, you know, so it, I think they said that it had, was it red eyes?
I don't think it had red eyes.
It didn't. Okay.
It reflected, I think, the light.
Okay. You know, I just don't know. Like, this one's got me kind of stumped. I want to go with, like, you know, we see these kind of wood wraith creatures, that kind of thing where they're kind of dark and crawling or something. But this is standing, so it doesn't fit that. It doesn't fit our Sasquatch thing, which is huge here. People go out and look for them here. They literally have hunts where they go out and that's what they do. But it's not that. Unless, like you said, it had mage. But it doesn't fit that category either. It's very... And I don't know what part of the United States it was. I'm pretty sure it's the United States because they were celebrating 4th of July, right?
Yes, yes.
So
I think that's good.
I don't know what part of the states. Because, you know, different areas kind of have different folklore, different, you know, entities that seem to inhabit wooded areas. They're not all the same, you know?
Yeah.
So I guess I have questions. Where kind of in what general vicinity were you in?
Yeah.
What did it change to?
And even because with that information, changed. I still can't
like,
help.
Like, you know, because that would make a difference to me. What did it change to? Did it change back down into a dog and took off? Did it change into a butterfly? You know, what happened that you felt this change? I think that's information I'd like to have. Now, as far as nobody believing you, I guess I'm not, you know, not surprised.
And I
think, you know, the woods to me are scary. Like at night, like you said, when it started getting night, you're like, what could possibly go wrong here? Right.
Exactly.
It's gonna, you know, it, you know, I mean, I saw the Blair Witch Project, which I never even understood, but I knew it was creepy. Right. So there's just creepy things that I think that are out in the woods that we can't necessarily identify. But like I said, do our parents just not believe us? I'm not sure they don't always not believe. I think they just don't want you to be so afraid.
And, you know, it's just a lesson. They should have been staying home. It was 4th of July. They were coming back with fireworks. And then they took off having a little fun. Then look what happened.
Yeah.
It's right out of a scary movie.
No. Oh. Totally.
I'm telling you, I don't like it. I don't like cryptidy things. It kind of freak me out. So if you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down if you want to. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to be a premium subscriber, there are no commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive. You can sign up at Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves. You're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit ncl.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry the Bahamas and USA.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.